Good morning. A Merry Christmas to each one of you here from Pastor Aaron and the pastoral team. I'm so blessed today to have a friend of mine from Singapore. He's here on a holiday. His brother Kilion. And we know each other when we were in secondary school. That's a long time. When we were in secondary school, we were both saved in the school through a teacher. And at 16, say the word 16. 16 is a young number. At 16, both of us was taking turn each Sunday to go to Johor, which is just across Singapore, to preach every Sunday to the same church. That's where I got my training from. And I'm so glad that I was talking to him this morning. He's still preaching. Isn't it not wonderful that we serve God and we keep on serving Jesus? What you say there? Amen. Well, today is Christmas, you know, and this is such a special occasion where we all come and we are all joyful. There's no sad Christmas. It's a happy Christmas. Everybody is joyful because it's Christmas. On the first Christmas, 2,000 years ago, wise men from the east, they follow a star to search for one who is born King of the Jews. And they saw the star, they followed the star. And they came to meet a man, a king by the name of King Herod. And when they meet King Herod, they ask him a very simple, profound question. To King Herod, they ask, where is he? Where is he? Unfortunately, King Herod could not provide an answer. Just three words. Where is he? How we respond to this question, where is he, will shape our understanding of Christmas. The wise men asked, where is he? In Matthew chapter 2, verse 3. When they approached King Herod with this question, where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and we have come to worship him. Herod thought, I am the king. I must be the king. No other king beside me. So when they asked King Herod, where is he? He was not aware that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords was born at that Christmas day. How you celebrate Christmas, the birth of Christ, tells what is Christmas to you. Christmas is more than just giving gifts, having a party, having a good meal. How many of you have Christmas dinner last night? You know, having a good meal, you know, and a holiday cheer. Christmas is about Christ being born as the Savior of the world. This wise man traveled from a far distance to find and to worship King Jesus. They were genuine worshippers. And we know from the Bible, when we seek God, we will find Him. We know from the Bible that God is looking for true worshippers that will worship Him in spirit and in truth. So these wise men, with the limited knowledge they have, they were not fools. They were wealthy, they were wise, and they were learned. But despite of all this they have, the wealth and the knowledge, they still see and they still recognize their need for Jesus. For Jesus, and they sought to worship Him. How about you? You may have wealth, you may have health, you may have everything, but you still need Jesus. These wise men show us they have everything, yet they need Jesus. And their faith was so strong, their belief was so strong, that they followed the only clue that they have. I don't know about you, but for me, it will be hard to follow just a simple clue, a star. Yet they were willing to follow the star and that journey was long, was difficult, was dangerous. Yet they followed the star to the desert to find the one born king of the Jews. The wise men follow the star. What star do you follow today? What star do you follow today? People today follow and pursue the wrong star. They follow celebrity as a star, Hollywood as a star, horoscope as a star. They do not follow Jesus Christ, the star of David, the star of hope, the star of life. He is the only star that will lead you to God the Father. He's the only star that shines into darkness. He's the only star that can come into your life and give you meaning and purpose for your life. I don't know about you, but I have followed the star of David, the one named Jesus, since the teenagers. And I'm still following the star. And the star shines in me, shines for me, and shines through me. So this wise man did not give up, even though the journey was a difficult journey. They continue and they continue and they came to Jerusalem. When they asked Herod, who is unaware that Christ, the King of the Jews, was born. The Savior of the world, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, was born. All these wise men wanted was to find the one born King of the Jews, the Savior of the world, to worship him. They did not give up. The journey is a tough journey. It takes time. They did not give up. They persist and they persist and they persist. And that's what you need in your life. Never give up. Say amen. Continue and persist till you find Jesus, the Savior of the world, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And when they found this Jesus, born King of the Jews, when they found him, they came with a worshipful heart. This is what knowing Jesus is about. It's not about you. It's about him. About us opening our heart to one who is born Savior of the world. To one who comes and gives us meaning and purpose for our life. To the one who has come to die for us so that we can have our sin forgiven and eternal life. They came, they found Jesus, and they worshiped him. Yes, they found Jesus not in a palace, not in a great, beautiful place. They found this Jesus, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, born in a manger. What a place to be born. So lowly and so humble, yet he holds the power to humanity. And they bring their gift to him. When they bring their gift to him, they bow before him and they lay their gift to him. Each one of these wise men brought a gift that's from their heart. And that's what we have to do when we come to worship him. We have to bring the gift that's from our heart. One brought gold. Gold is very expensive right now. The price is very high because gold is the king of matter. Gold is an appropriate gift to the one born to be the king of men. This king, Jesus, did not rule with force, but with love. And the throne was the cross. Another one brought frankincense, and this is a gift for priests. Jesus Christ came to die on the cross to serve and to become our great high priest. And because he's our great high priest, the Bible says he opened a new and a living way for us to come to God the Father. No more do we have to stand from outside. No more do we have to fear God, come to him with fear and trembling. Because Jesus Christ has come and opened a new and a living way that we can come to him as sons and daughters of God with a confidence that the Father receives us and embraces us. they came, recognized him, that he is going to be the priest. And we know from the Bible that Christ died and rose again, and he sits at the right hand of the Father, interceding for each one of us who call upon him, who believe in him. I want you to know that you are not alone. Turn around and tell someone, I am not alone. I have Jesus Christ. He's praying for me. He's interceding for me. He's watching over me. And I know that as long as he's on the throne, and he will always be on the throne, I am safe. I am protected. And I am provided. The third wise man bring myrrh. It's a spice they used to anoint the body of the dead. From the very beginning, when Jesus came into this world, when he was born into this world, the cross was his destiny. Christ knew that he came for only one purpose, that one day he will sacrifice himself on the cross, fulfilling God's plan to bring lost man and lost woman to himself. I'm one of them. You are one of them. This is the hope that we have, that Christmas is not just a good time, a feasting time. Christmas is about the Savior of this world that has come so that I, who is lost, can have life. I, who is condemned, can be free. I, who is in prison, can have open doors. That's the power of Christmas. The wise men brought their gift to worship Christ the King. Today, the best gift that you can give to Jesus is your life. Is your life. And if you are given your life, give your continual devotion to Jesus Christ. Love him, serve him, obey him. Are you willing to dedicate yourself to Christ the King this morning? The wise man asked, where is he? Herod, in Matthew chapter 2, verse 4, also asked the same question. Where is he? So he gathered in his insecurity. Someone is born to be king of Jews. I thought I was the king. Someone is going to replace me. In his insecurity, he gathered all the chief priests and scribes, and he asked them, and he demanded to know where Christ was born. And when he asked them where Christ was born, he did not ask with a worshipful heart or with a seeking heart. He asked with a heart to intend to kill this who is born king of the Jews, because he must be the only king. He saw the birth of Jesus, the king of the Jews, a threat to his throne. And he believed that this Jesus must be killed at all costs. To Herod, there can only be one king, himself. Anyone who stood in his way must die. Today, the same question is asked. Like people like Herod, we call them the modern Herods. They ask, where is he? Not because they celebrate Christmas, knowing that he is the Savior of the world. They ask, where is he? Because they are afraid that this Jesus will threaten their lifestyle. They want to live their life the way they have always lived. I'm my own boss. I'm king of my own life. I can do what I want, what pleases me. I'm bound to no one except myself. This spirit of independency, this spirit of self-centeredness is the greatest threat to believe in Jesus Christ and to worship him and to put your trust in him. They say with this echo, where is he? Why don't he come to me? Then I will believe in him, I will serve him. Because all Herod wants to do is to have God in his throne. God in his throne. There are many people who say, I will believe in Jesus Christ if it suits me. I want to make God in my own image. I want to control him. But you know, God is God. And God already came to us through his son Jesus into the world. All we need is to come to believe in him, to worship him, and to give our life to him, and to acknowledge that he is the Lord of all. Herod, where is he so that I can stop him? There are many people who know Jesus Christ, but they stop there. They do not want to know him anymore because it would threaten their lifestyle, their belief. The religious leader, where is he? In Matthew chapter 2, verse 5 to verse 6. When Herod asked this religious leader, where is he? They were very good. They could answer the question. In Matthew chapter 2, verse 5 to verse 6, they answer, in Bethlehem in Judea, for this is what the prophet has written, but you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel. They knew where Jesus would be born. And Jesus was only 5 miles away from them. Less than an hour walk is the greatest miracle, the birth of Jesus Christ, God coming to man. The greatest miracle in the world, God coming to man in the flesh. Yet they were not prepared to go to worship him. They know that he's the promised Messiah told by the Old Testament prophet. Yet they ignore him as the one born king of the Jews. Not only that, eventually they accuse him, they condemn him, they beat him, and they crucify him. Today, during the Christmas season, many still ignore him. Some oppose him, refusing to come and worship him. They say maybe he is who he claimed he is, the Son of God, the Savior of the world, or maybe he is not. All they want to do is to reject Jesus, the Savior of the world, continue in their own belief, rely on their own religion and their good work. They resist change, claiming it costs too much. These were the religious leader. How about you? Then the third group of people, fourth group of people, were the shepherd. You find that in Luke chapter 2, from verse 15 to 20, that God not only remembered the rich, the wealthy, the influential, like the wise man, he also remembered the lowly and common people, like the shepherd. God remembered the shepherd, and when the shepherd was looking after the flock in the field, all of a sudden, the angel appeared before them and gave them the greatest news. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. What a news! What a shocking news to these shepherds. These shepherds who are out in the field, they say they're out of sight, out of mind. Forgotten. But yet God had not forgotten them. God sent his angel and gave them the greatest news, the birth of Christ, the Savior of the world. And the shepherds believe, and they respond. They came and see. And now, they go and tell. All of us here, we have come to worship Jesus, the Savior of the world. We have come to hear, and we believe. We have come and see the goodness of God. Now, we must go and tell Christ, the Savior of the world, is the true meaning of Christmas. 2,000 years ago, when Jesus came, you have the wise men seeking for him. You have King Herod, who did not know. You have the religious leader who knew but could not care. Then you have the shepherd that came to worship him. The response of where he is 2,000 years ago to today has not changed. Has not changed. This Christmas, there will be people who will know, who want to know Christ. There will be people who can't be bought out by Christ. There will be people who are not interested at all. Herod was unaware. The religious leader knew, but they don't care. The nation of Israel missed his arrival. So close, and yet so far. Only the wise men and the shepherd came to worship him on the first Christmas. I'm glad you are here this morning to worship him. Today, individuals and group still ask this question, where is he? Unlike the three wise men who sought the Creator with an open heart, today's seeker approach God with anguish, blame, confrontation, and doubt. People today ask the same question, where is he? Where is God? Amidst the pain, the suffering, the trouble, the war that is in our world. Where is he? When our world is collapsing before us, where is he? When I'm in trouble, where is he? When the world collapses before my eyes, where is he? Where I need him. Friends, he is always close by. He is neither hidden, none asleep, none is in uninvolved. He is present. He is here. And 81 say, where is God? God is nowhere. And the believer respond, God is now here. We know from the Bible, affirm this truth. Where two or three are gathered in his name, I am in the midst of them. Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. The psalmist said that when I look at creation, the stars and all the things that are on the earth and up in the sky, the psalmist humbly said, who am I that God is mindful of me? Creation is the greatest statement that God is involved in human life. That God is here. He is not nowhere. Without God, who is sustaining this earth? Who is giving the sun and the moon, the day and the night, the rain? Who? Because God is where? God is here. This Christmas, may you have a believer, as a believer, have a worshipful heart and a seeking heart, knowing that the God is here. Now here is the one that watches you, that loves you, that cares for you, and have his hand upon you. Let me get the worship team to come.